Hello everyone, my name is Tatiana Gefter, I use she, they pronouns, and I am playing Alma of the Veil with the Gravedigger playbook.
Hi, my name is Nishit Zaya, I use any pronouns, and I am playing Fletcher the Witch.
My name is Janine Florence Jacinto, I use they, them pronouns, and I play Haku Bayani, Starkeeper.
Hello, my name is Okta, I go by they, them pronouns, and I will play Neil Three Strings from the Weaver's playbook.
Hi, my name is Harper Sage Pettit. I use they or she pronouns, and I will be your guide for this season of Queer PG of Kith and Pen.
The content warning for this episode includes bribery, kissing, romance, and complex and complicated relationships.
For context, this is a letter that Alma wrote while the soup thing was happening. Bear that in mind. The letter starts with the same name being written and scratched out like a few times, as if Alma isn't sure that she's gonna one, send this letter, or two, even go to this person. There's also the beginnings of the word dear that's like completely scratched out, and it just starts with Karth. I'm writing to you now to let you know that I received your messages. I'm glad to hear that you're safe on the mainland. I hope my family's with you. Given how much time you've been spending with my father, I would assume that that's the case, and it's what I'm going to hold on to. I know I didn't get to see you before I left, but I'm doing something really important. A lot has happened. There's a lot I can't tell you, but just know that we're working on it. We're mostly safe. The ship went down in a forest. We're working on fixing it. There's a lot of just like scratchy bits and not finished sentences before moving on to the next paragraph. I am sorry. This is very hard for me to write. I feel like we used to talk so much and we never do anymore. And maybe that's my fault. Maybe it's yours. I don't know. All I know is that we're going somewhere really dangerous where there's bad people, bad Kith who want to do bad things, and I'm going to need to do something very, very scary. I'm going to need to commune with the spirit of a human in Towerfell. I need to find their body and connect with their spirit to figure out what's going on with the gods, and that's really scary, and I'm really scared, and I don't know why I'm telling you this, because you can't help me. Nobody can help me. It's fine. Just look after my family. I'll be home when I can. I'm probably... Never mind. Bye. A. Period.
So you all spend the next several hours getting the ship back up and running. Lauren told you to not go to Towerfell, but now it's seeming that if you are going, he has some information that'll probably help you get in. But I guess what's even the plan as the four of you sit around a table and figure out what you actually have to do?
First order of business is that we need to finish fixing the engine. You guys did some pretty good work, so that shouldn't take us too much longer. I think if we really focus, we could probably get back up in the air today in a few hours. I'm good to fly now, and that's fine. I can do that. It'll help get me in the space, in the headspace for communing with the dead, since that's something I'm gonna need to do. But yeah, so engine is my number one priority right now. What about you guys?
I think that you should for sure get a little bit of sleep at some point.
I'll put the, like, you know, ship on autopilot and it'll be fine.
Okay. And then we also, maybe we talk with Chandler so that he gets the specific route and where to go into from Lauren, unless someone wants to go into the room. I'm not feeling like it.
Yeah, I didn't know those two were so close.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. But seems like he's only going to be talking to Chandler. And now looks at Fletcher a little bit.
Fletcher's like doodling on the table, like just kind of like zoning out in another world. Just kind of seeming like a little bit just like, not really paying attention to the conversation.
Alma like leans in to like Haku and is like, I thought you guys said I was like off.
Something's wrong with Fletcher? Fletcher looks fine. Fletcher!
What do you need me to do?
What you doodling? What you doodling, Olivia? What are you doing over there?
It's nothing.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
So what's next on the plan? So we have, I think we should take a nice rest for the night. What question? What time is it?
Oh, I think this would still be the evening of the soup. This would have been like after Fletcher comes down from delivering some soup to Calyx, them sharing a moment, and then Fletcher being gone for maybe a bit longer than you thought, and then he comes down and doodling.
So maybe what we can do is sleep through the night, fly through the day, and hopefully we get to Towerfell by night so we can get in sneakily better.
I think that's it. Great idea.
Take a nice rest. Enjoy the environment.
Take in the beauty, one might say.
Take in the beauty of this little area that we are in.
Yeah, I mean, all this to say, it is a very lovely forest, you know, despite circumstances being what they are.
It is. And we just had the most beautiful, tasty, beautiful soup that nurtured our spirits. Can we please get a token?
Yes, absolutely.
So some of us will go and finish the engine, but then at least one of us needs to go speak with Chandler to get the coordinates from Lauren, unless someone wants to go straight to Lauren.
You seem to be pretty good friends with Chandler now, and you two are good at talking to each other. I don't think Lauren will want to talk to me.
Are Calyx and Lauren still sharing a room? Given the circumstances?
I think so. Maybe it's a time to have a conversation for that to, like, change, but...
Okay.
Calyx is in Lauren's room, so maybe Lauren will talk to Calyx and Calyx can tell us?
Are you gonna ask Calyx to bring it up then?
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Alma is looking at you so suspectly. She like puts her hands on the table and like leans in real close to your face, Fletcher, and just like, you.
What? Why are you so close to me?
You're a little blushy.
Thank you.
Yeah, every time Calyx's name has been said in the past like 5 minutes, your cheeks have gotten just a little bit redder than usual.
Now we'll appear from just like behind, kind of like double teaming. Are you doodling ahead?
What? No. Why are you all so close to me?
Haku from the other side of the table raises a paw. Haku's over here and is very confused on what's happening.
Alma leans back in her seat with just a knowing smile on her face. Nothing is... It's fine. I'm sure Fletcher will have a great time asking Calyx to do this for us. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you hear footsteps coming up from the engine room and Calyx comes into the kitchen.
Fletcher like wiggles in his seat a little bit when Calyx comes in.
I just double checked everything. I think we're about 75% there. I can continue to work on it with the help of Chandler and maybe a couple others.
Oh, Fletcher had something to ask you, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can help with the engine.
Fletcher, that's not a question. Exactly. That's...
Do you want to... Oh, we think after you fix the engine and stuff that we might go to Towerfell, but Lauren said he knows a way to get in that's sneaky, but since you're roommates, maybe you could ask him, but he's being really weird and kind of only wants to talk to Chandler, but if he does talk to you, do you think you could ask him about it and tell us, just because he's kind of mad at us about all this stuff, and yeah.
I would, but Chandler actually asked me to change rooms with him.
Oh, okay. then scratch all of that. You don't have to talk to Lauren because he's being mean. I mean, he's mad at all of us.
I'll talk to Chandler. We get along decently well, if you would like.
Okay, that'd be good. That would be good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's really nice of you.
Yes, absolutely. All right, I'm going to go wash up, and I think I'm going to turn in for the evening.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, yeah, you should wash up and go turn in.
He kind of just stands there awkwardly for a little bit, and then like looks like around at everyone real quick. Yes, good night. I'll see you all in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Fletcher, like, waves.
And he's gonna do, like, a little wave as well and hop, skip his way down the hallway.
As soon as Calyx is out of earshot, Alma is gonna turn back and look at Fletcher and I'm going to give Fletcher the opportunity to express some emotions that Fletcher is keeping very poorly hidden. She's gonna like rest her like chin on her paw. She's gonna look at Fletcher and go, Fletcher, has something happened between you and Calyx?
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot, go for it.
Do you guys think that Calyx might like me?
Are you asking because you don't know?
I mean, like, I think Calyx is a really cool guy, and I think I'd really like to maybe make Calyx my boyfriend, and so, you know, I want to figure out if he likes me or not, because he did kiss me while I gave him soup earlier, and—
He kissed you?
Wait a minute!
Were you gonna keep it a secret?
Number one, I get a token. Number two, Fletcher! You buried the lead a little bit there, buddy.
I didn't bury anything. I was on the ship the whole time.
Haku, you look very confused. Are you raising your paw?
Haku has paw up and then paw down, and then you see in his eyes him doing the math, because whenever we split the party, it was always Fletcher, Calyx, and Haku. And Haku never connected the dots until this moment. So, like, Haku's brain is just, like, trying to math and is now mathing and is very confused in that moment. So the paw just goes up, and then it goes down, then it goes back up, then it goes down. Oh, I understand. I thought you guys were just good friends. I didn't connect any of the dots. That's kind of cute. That's kind of cute. Look at you two kiss. Whoa!
So do you think he'll want to be my boyfriend after kissing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, I'm not entirely sure now. Well, I mean, maybe now it's the best moment to be that. I don't know. Do you want to go into a dangerous place with a boyfriend or without a boyfriend?
Oh, that's a good thought. I guess with a boyfriend, it would be okay, but I'm scared of my boyfriend getting hurt. But without a boyfriend, it's a little sad, and I don't want to make Calyx sad. And if Calyx likes me, I think we could be boyfriends. I don't really know.
Do you want to be boyfriends?
I think I would like that. I mean, we kissed and we hold hands, and Calyx is really strong and tall, and, yeah.
And not part of a cult? That's great.
Calyx doesn't like the travel and the danger. That's what he told me before we kissed. Do you think because I travel a lot and I'm dangerous, he won't want to be my boyfriend?
I mean, he said that before he kissed you. So I don't think that was a big stopping point at the time.
Okay.
Amma's got a point.
I guess I'll talk to him about it tomorrow.
You've got a minute. You've got some time is all I'm saying. Half a day once we fix the engine and I get us up in the air.
Okay, I'll just try to travel less and do less dangerous things in that half a day to make sure that he'll like me.
Yeah, this was really good soup. I think I'm gonna head down to the engine room. Thank you for the soup. Yeah, I can't wait to hear all about how tomorrow goes.
Okay.
Do you need any help fixing down there?
If you want to, like, climb in the engine again.
Let's see if we can get this gone.
And that's when you would hear a door open. You'll look to see Chandler walking out of down the hallway and into the kitchen area. Lauren wanted me to tell you something.
Okay.
If you use, like, either the northern or southern gates and decorate your ship as a garbage barge, we'll make it in. That's what he said.
North or south?
North or south. The Flying Dutchkith has to become a garbage barge.
The entrance thing, easy enough. Garbage barge thing, bit more difficult, because we don't exactly have the make and model of your standard garbage barge. Okay, yeah.
I don't want to be mean, but like, look at the state of it right now.
Hey, she's been through a lot, all right?
Use that to our advantage. We've got a bunch of broken planks and a bunch of pretty scarred bits.
You just have to make it look like a garbage barge. It doesn't have to actually be a garbage barge.
I can usually do illusions on some smaller things. Do garbage barges have like a identifying like garbage barge name tag?
I'm sure we could lie our way in or figure something out.
Oh yeah, I'm a great liar. As we've established in the past, I'm a fantastic liar. Yeah, easy enough. Nose, right? We have like all the broken planks and stuff and, you know, things that we've picked up over the course of this short and yet somehow also simultaneously feeling like a very long trip. So I guess if No and I are going to be down fixing the engine, do you guys want to decorate the ship?
Yeah, I can do some arts and crafts.
Yeah, and I can do some illusion magic on some parts of the ship so it looks more like a garbage barge.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Chandler, do you want to help us decorate the ship? Because you know how to paint.
Are you saying that my art looks like garbage?
No, but you know how to mix paint better and make it look realistic. That's what I was trying
to
say.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Sounds like we have a plan then.
It's late, though. Can I sleep?
I just want to get us up in the air so that, you know, we can sleep through the flight, so to speak.
Sleep when it's dark outside?
The soup was really good. I'm really awake right now. If you guys want to sleep, then that's fine. I'm nocturnal, so I'm Gucci, is what I'm saying.
I think everyone's nocturnal. Your circadian rhythms have all been flipped, though.
Listen, I dissociated for a while. I'm awake. I'm good now. I rested.
Suit yourself. I'm gonna go turn in.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right, let's go fix the ship.
Nayu and Alma are heading down to the engine room. What's Haku and Fletcher doing?
Fletcher will start working on some illusion magic on the ship just to, like, because it would probably be difficult to do the entire ship at once. So Fletcher will just go to, like, thing by thing, slowly, like, modifying parts of the ship.
Haku's grabbing wood and just goes, could we make this into something? Could we make this into something? Does this one work?
So eventually the deck is looking pretty messy, a lot closer to a garbage barge. You'll probably need some more work the following day, and maybe Chandler can help out, but y'all got a good start on it. Alma and Nayo, do you press on through the night, or do you work for a little bit and then get some rest?
I think you know the answer to that question.
We want to get at least enough that it can lift ASAP.
Give me an instinct roll.
Okay, so that is a 8.
The two of you make progress through the night, and eventually you see, I guess, would Fletcher, you still want to help Calyx with the engine room?
That was kind of like a flustered offer to, like, spend time together. I don't know how helpful Fletcher will be in the engine room, but he'll, like, drop in, see what's going on.
The engine repairs go on for a few more hours, and y'all are able to get up in the air by noon.
Sweet. I set the heading towards Towerfell and promptly go to sleep for at least a few hours of a nap.
Hey, is anyone else out there obsessed with dice? Does anyone out there want to join the I Have Too Many Dice Sets for My Own Good Club? Or is this going to be a party of one? Because I would be the first to tell you that I have a dice problem. But I don't necessarily think that's the worst problem to have. So if you've got the same mindset, Queer PG has a fun little offer for you. If you head over to fanrolldice.com, you can use our code QueerPG10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. They've got gemstone dice, my personal favorite. They've got wooden dice, they've got metal dice, and a whole bunch of other designs and accessories to fit all of your dice gremlin needs. So, if you find you're itching for something new to add to your collection, head on over to fanrolldice.com and remember, QueerPG10, that's QUEERPG10 at checkout to get 10% off. Have fun rolling!
Got her!
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair!
He threw the chair!
And now he's getting it back because right. We're gonna have to sit!
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man, but anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
That's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
What's this about an invitation? GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-plus page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound, as well as industry partners like Darrington Press, Modifius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. The chosen projects will receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. The call for submissions is open from May 5th through the 26th, with crowdfunding going live fall of 2026. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, but if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today. This episode was brought to you by World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the powers those worlds have to shape our own. Their posts are wide-ranging, and if you can't find something that interests you, that's gotta be a skill issue. Because even with a quick glance on their front page, I found posts about The Sims, about Project Hail Mary, about Halloween Town, of all things, a movie I ritually watch every October. But one of my favorites was a post about Monk and Robot by Becky Chambers, which is a wonderful duology, a little slice of life, about a tea monk and a sentient robot. And the World Builders Club article is a wonderful peek into the themes of the books. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Our team works together to get the Flying Dutchkith back up in the air by noonday. Alma gets the ship set, heading off in the direction of Towerfell, and goes down into their captain's quarters and passes out. You know, I would imagine that maybe she would tell Calyx to kind of like keep an eye out on things just in case. And so, Fletcher, you see Calyx go up to like the helm, and the ship gets kind of sleepy there for a little bit, because I know, Neo, you're probably sleeping as well, right? Yeah. And Neo, when you get back to your room, Calyx's stuff is in where Chandler's stuff was. Haku, what are you doing?
I am in the crow's nest like I normally am when it comes to us traveling.
So, Fletcher, would Haku see Fletcher coming up on the deck to talk with Calyx?
Yeah.
Haku, do you see that?
No.
Haku is looking at the sky, no stars in sight, paying attention to all surroundings, because nothing's going to happen on the deck. I would see if something's happening on the deck. So I'm going to pay attention to, like, our surroundings. Nothing is happening below me that I don't know.
So Calyx is up at the helm, like, just, like, steering every now and then, but mainly just, like, staring off, being close to the helm to make sure it doesn't start turning and going in a really off direction. And he doesn't notice you, but you notice him, and you notice how handsome he looks with, like, the wind kind of, like, blowing the tufts of hair around his ears and the little coattails of his coat. Just a very handsome fella.
Is this the first time they'll be seeing each other since last night?
Y'all did, like, work together on the engine.
Fletcher's gonna stand there and just watch Calyx being a dreamboat for a little bit. And then after a moment, Fletcher will just be like, hey there.
Hi.
Hi. How's watching the ship going?
It's good. It's good. I feel like we fixed the engine, but also maybe got a couple kinks out or something.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm really glad you were here to help us with all of that. I don't know how we would have gotten off the ground without you.
Thank you. I know you all would have figured it out, though, but I do like this sort of thing.
I wanted to check in with you, actually. How are you feeling about us going to Towerfell?
Lauren saying what he's been saying about this Kel-Kith has me a little nervous, but, I mean, we've made it through so much already, we should easily be able to make it through this, right?
Yeah. Are you worried about Portsmore at all? Have you heard from them?
No, I haven't. I'm getting nervous, especially considering what's happened to the Lastings, but I feel like we're getting close to fixing all of this.
I'm really worried about the Lastings. I think my moms are okay, and my little brother is really lucky, so even in the worst times, he always makes it out okay. But I'm scared that after all of this, things won't be the same, and I really miss home. Anyway, I just was thinking about what you said last night and everything, and I guess I'm a little bit tired of all of the travel and danger too. I mean, before all of this, I was just supposed to be making potions for Zal, and that was it.
Well, if you did want to maybe see where you and I go, how would you like if I came to see you in the Lastings every now and then?
That would be really nice. I think you'd like it there. It's a really nice place.
The way you've talked about it makes it seem quite wonderful.
And hopefully with everything fixed, travel will be maybe a little easier.
Hey, Calyx.
Yes.
Can I give you a hug?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Fletcher gives Calyx, like, a sweet little, like a tight hug that's just full of, like, support and relief and just the kind of hug you need after you've been through something rough. After, like, hugging for, like, a good moment, Fletcher pulls away and looks up at Calyx, who's so much taller than Fletcher. And Fletcher says,
I really liked kissing you yesterday, and I wanted to ask, how would you feel about being boyfriends?
I really liked kissing you too, but I'm not sure I can be your boyfriend. Oh, no, not because of that. Not, I've been thinking about something. While I was in the military, I was forced to be something that I wasn't. Having to always be so strong and so manly, it just never even felt right. And I don't know, being around you and your friends and seeing you all use different pronouns for each other in various ways, I just don't think I'm a guy, you know?
I mean, I understand that. My friends and I have gone through all of that. Would you like to be referred to? You don't have to be a boyfriend, but I do want to be closer to you than friends.
So you're okay with me not being a boyfriend, but maybe a partner?
Partner sounds good. It sounds really grown up, though, but I'm still happy to spend time with you.
I'm happy to spend time with you, too. And he leans down for another kiss.
The kiss.
And Haku did not see it at all.
Oh my god, look at that star. Oh wait, it's the sun.
It's just not meant to be for Haku. The Flying Dutch Kith flies on. Fletcher, would you spend time with Kallax up on the captain's area near the helm?
Yes. Fletcher will probably get very sleepy spending so much time in the sun. So Fletcher will like curl up into a like comfy little ball and fall asleep next to Kallax.
He would like take his little coat off and curl it up under you so you have a pillow. The day presses on, and eventually, Haku, you see off in the distance, not only like a large city with skyscrapers, but you do see the ocean off in the distance, and what seems like a green, shadowy, sort of like human statue.
Haku now finally looks down, not knowing what's happening. Goes, I see water! I see this tall little... Oh! Hello? Am I interrupting? I could just... And then Haku just dips back down into the... Ignores, like, whatever is happening there.
You know, like, do the, like, mumble and turn thing? Because Haku and Fletcher have been sharing a room for so long, I'm sure they've both, like... made a lot of sound. They don't share a bed because they would kick each other. Fletcher's pretty used to Haku's presence.
At this point, Alba would probably be awake, stretching and making her way up to the helm.
There's a thing up here. Oh, so I see water, and then I see this statue that I saw in a dream, and I think we're supposed to go inside of the statue, but the statue is a human. So do you think that... Oh, right. I did have a dream about a big green statue. Did I tell you guys about this? I had a dream about a big green statue.
I think you might have mentioned vaguely, maybe. Hold on. Let me take a look here. Alma goes to the helm and she's gonna pull out a telescope.
As you've gotten closer since the first time Haku saw it, you can definitely see that yes, Towerfell is approaching. You see that the buildings, a lot of them, unlike Portsmoor, are kind of like leaning over in strange ways, and some of them like lean and they're like leaned up against each other. Some are like completely flat now, but lots of like skyscraper buildings kind of in these weird angles and stuff. You do see the giant flying just dragonflies zipping throughout the sky. You do see the green lady off in the bay, but you also see kind of at the center of it all a towering canvas. The wind like kind of like picks it up, canvas like covering something like massive at the town center.
Okay, we're getting pretty close. Kallax, if you could get Fletcher up. Haku!
Yes?
Can you grab Nao and Chandler?
And then you see Haku just like scurry on down. As he starts running out, he stops, turns around, and goes, I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to what was happening on deck, but I think something happened between Fletcher and Kallax, but I don't know what it is, because I'm not really good at paying attention to some of that stuff, so I don't know. Bye! And then Haku runs.
I'm gonna leave that in my pocket to bring up later. I'm sure that'll be a fun conversation to have later. We are the crew of a garbage freighter. So I'm gonna, you know, do the talking because they're probably gonna want us to, like, have a reason to be there. So I'll, you know, make sure things go smoothly. Let's go through the south entrance. Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna position us so we're gonna go to the south entrance. Yeah, this is gonna go great.
When Haku went to get Neo, you wouldn't have found him in his room. You would have found him continuing the work on the piece he's been weaving lately.
How is that? Ooh, ooh.
Don't look too much.
Oh, okay. And then Haku immediately like turns around and then puts his paws on his eyes. I saw nothing.
You hear kind of like a swishing sound, and like I kind of like put the curtain covering what has been done. I'm like, are we being called? Is it time now?
Yes, we are now barge workers, and back is still turned towards you, paws on eyes.
You can look now. It's fine.
Turns around slowly, paws still on eyes. Captain Alma has sent me to retrieve you and Chandler to go up.
Okay, let's get Chandler and.
Haku goes and grabs Chandler now.
Chandler is in the room with Lauren. Lauren doesn't seem to be gooeyfied anymore because she's like up, looking out the, like the porthole. And as you come in, you see like Chandler on the bed, him reading. And again, Lauren, back to you.
Oh, how's it going?
We're good. Alma sent me to grab you because we're about to pull in to the city and we're going to pretend to be barge workers. I have been told to remind us that we're not supposed to talk. It's Alma that does the talking. I'm not really good at talking to other Kith, so I understand that. Up we go. Hi, Lauren.
Do I go or do I just stay here?
I don't know the procedure. I can go and ask Alma and then I can come back really quick. I'm pretty fast at going back and up. I don't want to like keep you excluded, but also like, I don't know, if you know someone and if they rat you out, would that be bad? I don't want to exclude you. Sorry. Hello, how are you? I'm Haku.
I'll just make it easier. I'll just stay here.
Okay. Do you want more soup? I can get you soup.
I'm good. I hope I'm allowed to go get soup if I need it.
Do you need a hug?
Honestly, I'm just not in the hugging mood.
Okay. I'll go check with Alma if you needed to come up in any way, if we want to disguise you. I don't want... Okay, bye! And then Haku runs.
The rest of you meet up on deck. Haku, do you ask about Lauren or you just leave it?
Hey, so Alma, what do we want to do with Lauren downstairs?
We should probably keep him down there. If this is like, you know, home base of the preservation, then more than likely they have spies everywhere. And if anybody recognizes him, they're going to know right away that we are not who we say we are.
If they come and examine the ship, should we hide him now?
We can put him in like a trunk or a closet, or there's like, I don't really have like hidden rooms.
There's like no hidden entrances or exits or passageways on the ship that we can't hide, Lauren.
There's slides, but like the problem with the slides is that they're slides? At an angle. Yeah. How do you think I beat you to the engine room?
I mean, you're the one that's closest in height to me, so I thought you were just faster.
No, yeah, check this out. Alma's gonna like kick something and like a hatch is gonna open. Ta-da!
What if we had Fletcher do the sticky thing and we just stick Lauren in one of the chutes? Wait, actually, that might be mean.
I mean, it kind of sounds like all of the places to hide in are like a little mean just because they're small, closed and cramped places. But like the slide is probably the worst one because it's at an angle. So he would just be at an angle the whole time.
I have another idea.
Yeah, what's your idea?
So we called to, in case we are caught, he could just say that he commandeered this vehicle in the name of preservation.
Okay, so if we get caught, we get Lauren to lie. I think that's definitely going to work.
Because we're going to be lying anyway, so.
That's true. Two wrongs are two negatives make a positive. So I think that works out. Yeah, Haku?
Haku's not good at lying.
That's why you're not talking, sweetheart.
But what if they ask me a question?
You know sign. I'm going to assume they don't know sign.
I will make star signs and give them to you.
Excellent.
So grab Lauren now or wait till we get caught and then grab Lauren?
Yeah, wait till we get caught and then grab Lauren. I think that. What do you think, Fletcher? Is that?
Fletcher is sleepily listening. Fletcher has been like nodding along to every idea and like a little confused about some of the ideas. And like had like a surprise, like sort of like, oh, slides are fun when slides came up.
I think it might be a good idea, but I'm also worried because of what happened at Middledwell? What if Lauren's also in danger if the preservation sees him?
I mean, technically we captured him. I don't know if they would know that he, you know, is a traitor necessarily. If anything, they might try to save him.
But what if they actually save him and then Lauren actually betrays us and Lauren is so mad at us that we made him sticky and didn't trust him that the preservation gets Lauren and then we are in trouble again?
Let's just hope we don't get caught, I think, is what it's boiling down to.
I mean, if you think that's dangerous, you could try going down and talking to Lauren and getting him to feel safer with us.
That may be a good idea. Is he still only speaking to Chandler?
No, right? Because he talked to you, Haku.
Yeah, he talked to me. Well, kind of. He kind of brushed me off a little bit, but he did say some stuff.
Okay, I'll try talking to him.
Great. I would hurry, though, because we're almost there.
Fletcher runs off because sleepily he had put Calyx's jacket on over his shoulders, so now it's like this oversized jacket dress on Fletcher, so Fletcher's running off.
Alma, go ahead and give me an instinct roll.
That is a 9.
Off in the distance, you do see a few like queues forming of the garbage barges coming in. They do seem like they're going pretty quickly, but they are clearly showing like paperwork at the gate.
How do I explain why I don't have any paperwork? It got blown off the ship. We encountered a storm. That always works. It caught fire.
I think fire could be a good idea.
Listen, people lose paperwork all the time. I'm gonna be like, here's what I'm thinking, right? In my lying brain. Like, hey man, so like, I know I'm supposed to have the proper paperwork, blah, 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 but it kind of, you know, I was reading late at night, I had a candle out. Unfortunately, an accident happened. Whip got a little jostled by the wind, the candle tipped over, paperwork caught fire, it was a safety hazard, I had to put it out, but by the time I put it out, it was already too late. And I really don't want this to disrupt my route. I have a job to do. I got to get back home to the family. You know how it is. Bada bing, bada boom, we're in. What do you think?
You're a natural at this, Alma.
We'll unpack that at some point, I'm sure. But not today.
You ran downstairs. You're at the door. Do you knock or do you just go in?
Fletcher's gonna knock.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Fletcher.
I'll get the handcuffs. Don't worry. I'm on the bed. You can come in.
You don't have to wear handcuffs.
Fletcher comes in. What is the state of Lauren now?
He is on the bed. It looks like he has been, like, maybe he didn't sleep well. Maybe he was crying. But he's, like, on the foot, at the edge of the bed, kind of sitting, hands on his lap with the handcuffs from Calyx.
So did he just put the handcuffs on himself?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need to have the handcuffs on. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
I think you're lying to me. That's your lying voice.
No, I'm not doing good. I know, like, I was in a weird group, but I thought I've helped out a lot. And every time I help out, it just ends up with me in a closet. Me gooped up. Me with my knee broken. It's just, I don't know, like, I guess I did break your trust that much, but still, I thought it would be somewhat closer to me not being a prisoner.
I don't want you to be a prisoner.
Fletcher makes a big gesture of actually, like, going and, like, undoing the handcuffs and removing them very gently and putting them away.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know if anyone's told you already, but we're pretty much at Towerfell now. I don't want to put you in any more danger. So what do you think will happen if we get caught? And do you think you're in okay standing with the preservation? I mean, I know it would seem bad to ask you to help us now after everything that's happened, but Lauren, I do care about you. This has just been a really weird time.
It has been weird. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be able to get us out of anything if the preservation's involved, especially if Professor Peppers and the rest of them are already here. But if we go to the north or the south gate and the ship is disguised as a barge, we should be fine.
Lauren, how well do you know Towerfell?
I don't know it much. Just a little here and there. Do you know those times when I had scholars trips from Witch Academy?
Yeah.
I would come here some of those times and spend time in training with the preservation. So I do know a little bit, but I mainly know it by maps.
Do you know where we could find a map?
He walks over to his bag and pulls out a little scroll. Here. And I've got a few marks on the map for good places to hide a ship or whatnot. But yeah, depending on where you go, it might be better to park in one place or the other.
Every time I ask my friends about what we should do, they tell me it's up to me. But I really do think I want to trust you. So I think you should help lead our group while we're going through Towerfell.
Okay. I probably shouldn't go out like this, though.
Yeah. I could disguise you like we used to in Witch Academy.
I guess let's get to it. Alma, you're getting closer to the gate. There's like two more ships in front of you. You talked with the group about your plan to lie. Neu and Haku, are you helping out in any way?
I guess generally just being around and trying to do small tasks.
Looking like you're a crew members on a barge.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to the crow's nest. Because then no one's gonna ask Haku questions.
Neu's gonna take out a flip chart and will be like, look very busy making sure that all of the garbage is accounted for.
Then before you know it, Alma, you are pulling up next to the platform. A walrus looks over at you from this platform.
What does your paperwork say?
Well, the thing about that, unfortunately, is that there was an accident on the ship and the paperwork has been lost. I was doing some, you know, nightly checking of the paperwork, as you do, because you'd like to be prepared. And the ship encountered a bit of turbulence. Candle fell right on top of the paperwork. By the time that I put it out, it was too far gone to save.
Give me a heart roll.
Okay, that's an 8.
He looks at you and holds his hand out with a little bit of a wink and says,
I'm sorry, no paperwork, no getting into Towerfell.
Listen, man, what's your name?
Huck.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Huck. Huck, you know what it is. I really don't want this to disrupt my route. I've got a lot to get done, and I would love to go home to the family tonight. We've been spending a lot of time in the air recently. It's been rough on the crew. Morale's a little low, if I'm being honest. So if you could just do me the solid, and if you let me through now, I promise that I will come back with new paperwork detailing everything from this past job so that you don't get in trouble, you know, for posterity.
I'm afraid I could only let this slide under certain circumstances.
Oh, well, what circumstances would those be, my friend?
Still, like, hand extended, winks again, kind of opens it and closes it a couple times.
Paperwork. I need to see some form of paperwork.
I see. Some form of paperwork, eh? Give me one second. So there's two wolves inside of me right now. One wolf is saying that he wants some shmoney. The other wolf is like, grab a piece of parchment, write, I pinky promise I'll be back on it. Because that's technically paperwork.
Does Alma believe that route will suffice?
Alma knows this game. This is not an uncommon issue when it comes to docking anywhere. So I feel like she has a little money set aside specifically for dock hands and or bribery. So she's gonna kind of, you know, stealthily reach into a little compartment on the helm and pull out some shmoney and is gonna walk back over to Huck and, you know, place it in his hand. Here's your paperwork for you.
And he just doesn't even look at it, just puts it in his pocket, pulls out his clipboard, checks a few things off, and says,
you're free to proceed.
Have a lovely rest of your day. All right, folks, let's get a move on. Alma's gonna take the helm and drive the ship into Towerfell.
All of the places that Lauren marked off for
good landing spots are like further in town, like closer to town center, but not quite there. So it wouldn't be too obvious when a junk freighter kind of like comes in, but close enough to where you can actually start to get a better look at whatever this massive construction is going on at the center of town. I would say it's probably around, I guess, the height of a three-story building, maybe four-story building, and just like this canvas like draped over something, and like large like scaffolding off to the right and to the left of it, and a massive sort of stage at the center. And it seems like a crowd has started to gather in this like downtown square area around this piece of construction.
What kind of vibe is the crowd giving?
People seem excited.
Is there gonna be like a big act in there, do you think?
Looks like something's happening.
Do you think it's the Starkeeper again?
Do you think it is? I mean, if it is the Starkeeper, do you think we can maybe do a pit stop? Wait, no, we're here on a mission. We don't have to go see the Starkeeper. But if we did see the Starkeeper, do you think it's a good idea if we stop and see the Starkeeper? Hi!
I don't think it's the Starkeeper. I think we're going to land now.
But what if the Starkeeper could help us in this situation? Because, I mean, they know a lot of different things about the different histories, and maybe they can actually pinpoint where the human is buried, because they have lots of myths and histories.
Oh, no, yeah, totally. I just don't think it's the Starkeeper. I think the Starkeeper's probably very busy and not here right now.
The Starkeeper also had a stage.
Who saw the vision of Kel on the dragonfly? Was it Haku? So Haku and Neu. As the ship starts to come in to land, decent way away from the town center, but not too far away to where you can't see what's going on. You actually hear first, like the crowd get louder, and then you notice that there is a giant dragonfly coming in, landing on the platform. The crowd begins to cheer, and it looks like a small figure gets off of that large dragonfly. You do recognize this dragonfly as the one that Kel was riding. It was massive, a lot bigger than the ones that you just have been seeing, like, circling about above.
Neo, elbows, Haku. Right? I think that's them.
Oh, okay. We should let Alma know.
Hey, Captain?
What's up?
I think the ones going to the stage are the dangerous guy, Kel.
Well, that's definitely not the Starkeeper.
Why do these guys keep getting involved with stages? They're nothing to look at.
Well, they probably like the attention. All right, let's land and then we'll deal. It's gonna be fine, guys.
We just need to be very careful. Make sure no one notices us. Don't want to be perceived. And we should search the city. Ask around. Do we have any clue somewhere to begin?
You see Kel standing on the platform looking out over a massive crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow amphibians and esteemed guests, today I stand before you as Kel, a horned toad frog and proud member and current leader of the Preservation. Our kith have been working tirelessly over the past several months to bring about a change. And today marks another important day as we move towards a world where humans serve alongside us, kith.
And they pause, the crowd cheers.
As part of this project, we have constructed this glorious site we're about to unveil. But I also want to introduce you to two esteemed guests.
And the crowd kind of hushes. Coming from the shadows behind the stage are two cloaked figures with orange plumy tails flicking the air behind them as they walk out. They uncloak themselves or unhood themselves.
These are my magical and spiritual advisors, Horus and Arch.
And you recognize Horus as the preservation leader that was in Middledwell, and Arch next to him looks very similar but older. And they both like raise their hands, and like shimmering lights shoot out over the crowd, and the crowd cheers.
Without further ado, Our future is here for us to take it. Towerfell will be the place humans will rise again.
And he raises his hands and the sort of canvas starts to fall to the ground and it reveals the massive statue of a human. There is some sort of magic imbuing it as this like massive human, broad shoulders, hands outstretched in a kind of menacing grasp of power. Bald head, featureless face.
Kith, meet our new god, our divinity.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. You can follow QueerPG on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at QueerPGPod. And we are now on Blue Sky. You can find us there at queerpg.bsky.social. QueerPG is made possible by all of you who listen and share the show. So if you like what you hear, please rate and review. It helps other people find the podcast. You can also support the show by signing up for our Patreon at patreon.com/queerpg. If you're interested in seeing transcripts for the episodes, all of those from previous episodes and episodes to come can be found on our website, queerpg.com. Until next time.